Lesson 14. While enjoying a bike ride one weekend, I was reminded how different the world looks from the seat of a bicycle. Unlike the quiet and quickness you experience in a car, spending an afternoon on a bike is like indulging in a sensory feast. Not only was I able to leisurely take in the wonderful sights and sounds of spring, wisteria-framed doorways, lilacs in full bloom, and the laughing seagulls flying overhead, I was also able to revel in the sensuous smells of honeysuckle, sea rose, and backyard barbecues. As I pedaled through my neighborhood, I smiled to myself as I recalled how I had labored over the decision to buy a bike for more than a year. The truth is that my indecision stemmed from self-consciousness and a fear of the unknown. What if I bought the wrong kind of bike and regretted my purchase? Could I still remember how to ride a bike, considering there were now 18 speeds instead of 3? Did I have the physical stamina to actually get somewhere? My fear of not knowing, feeling foolish, or looking silly kept me from enjoying what has become one of my favorite summer pastimes. Looking back, the decision to buy a bike seems like a silly thing to feel self-conscious about, and yet it's symbolic of the kind of fear and self-doubt that can keep us from enjoying the simple pleasures of life. Too often we hold ourselves back from the things we'd really like to try, out of a fear of looking foolish, feeling stupid, or making a mistake. How often have you held yourself back from trying something new? What if you could wake up one morning and take a pill that would completely remove your self-consciousness? One little gulp, and your fear of being judged, embarrassed, or looking foolish would completely disappear. What chances would you take? What new things would you try? What fun would you allow yourself? Our time on this planet is so precious. Why spend so much energy holding yourself back? Let your guard down, throw caution to the winds, and live a little. Once you confront your self-consciousness directly, you'll be surprised at how quickly you get over it. Believe me, when I set out on my first bike ride wearing my fashionable new helmet, I got over my fear of looking foolish pretty quickly.